Often when we consider the traits of our pioneer ancestors, the word hardy comes to mind. The original description of hardiness was applied to soldiers, those able to endure the rigor of battle despite the difficulty or challenge. Hardy is used to describe plants that are resistant to drought, or disease, or cold. The ability to endure and to move forward against the challenges they face daily is why hardy is a good description of the pioneer homesteaders of America's past. Land ownership was the primary motivation of the homesteaders. Independence and land ownership were linked. Without cash, but in return for their labor and presence, homesteading was the path that 4 million of our ancestors took to gain land and independence. Despite their dream of owning land and asserting their independence, let's not romanticize the pioneer homesteading experience. Most did not make it. 4 million of them made homestead claims. Only 1.6 million deeds were issued. 2.4 million of them failed. They did not endure, to the end, to realize their dream. For whatever their individual reasons may have been, 60% of our homesteading ancestors' dreams failed. The only thing they were required to provide, to get a deed, was to provide their enduring labor to the end of their contract. Whether for our ancestors, or for those living in today's subsistence economies, labor is the deciding factor between failure and success. Labor replaces cash as the capital investment. Undercapitalized enterprises in any economy will struggle to survive. When capital is exhausted, failure results. In a subsistence economy, anything that impairs the expenditure of labor diminishes the chance of thriving in the economy. This is why good physical and mental health are the top priorities for success for anyone with a dream of becoming fully self-reliant in a subsistence economy. Physical or mental impairments that challenge the amount of labor that can be invested will have a diminished return. We live in a marvelous time when many physical and mental ailments can be mitigated by therapies, medical interventions, knowledge, technology, and lifestyle choices. Ailments do not have to interfere with labor expenditure as much as they did in the days of our ancestral homesteaders, but they must be considered. It's a personal inventory requirement. If a current ailment is being treated, will the treatment be available off-grid, fully in a subsistence lifestyle? If not, the personal homesteading choice may need to be tempered. Perhaps, it can't be as remote or as self-sufficient as visualized. Mental health issues constitute the greatest number of untreated ailments that interfere with labor expenditure. Either non-diagnosed or misdiagnosed, many victims self-medicate with alcohol or other mind-altering drugs to ease the symptoms of underlying mental health issues. In a subsistence economy, wherein labor must be multidisciplined, effective, and timely, an untreated ailment, ineffective treatment, or mind-altered treatment will diminish the amount of labor necessary to thrive. Appalachia still has areas where a pseudo-subsistence economy exists, meaning it's a hybrid between subsistence and low-wage surplus economies. A paper published by the American Psychiatric Association entitled, Mental Health Disparities, Appalachian People, reports depression at 16.7% higher than the national rate, suicide at 17% higher, drug overdose 37% higher and accidental injury to men 28% higher. Untreated heart disease runs 17% higher, COPD 27% higher, stroke 14% higher, and diabetes being 11% higher. A quarter of Appalachian counties are classified as economically distressed, too dependent on low wages of the existing surplus economy but unable to thrive in a subsistence economy despite abundant natural resources. Has poverty created untreated mental and physical health issues, or have untreated physical and mental health issues created the poverty? The answer is both, because it's a downward spiral. There isn't enough capital investment of cash in the surplus economy, nor enough capital investment of labor in a subsistence economy. Undercapitalization in either economy is a self-defeating spiral that leads to failure, or at best, mere survival. Unmitigated, untreated physical and mental ailments that impair the modern homesteader's ability to labor in the production of products to meet individual needs, with adequate tradable skills or consumable products, will recreate the experience of the 60% failure rate of the pioneer homesteaders, or that of simple survival in places that could support a return to thriving subsistence economics.